When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, this is a combination of trying to do something about New Year's and trying to work with Wink Martindale, who's doing a series called Those Were the Days. Uh-oh.
Come on, Joey, you gotta have, I have no idea.
This Rick is playing Stump the radio host.
But our love can be bold. When to lose, this dude thinks you'll find.
Here it comes. Maybe. Steve.
When to lose, when to
lose. I've never heard this.
Days.
Yeehaw.
When to lose, by
winter lose. Oh, winter lose.
When to lose, it's making me lazy.
Winter lose.
I thought he was singing about
come
a quaalude.
On,
I don't mean either. So happy New Year. Maybe Rick's been sipping
Who sang this song?
Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's going way back.
Way
then,
back.
Because that didn't sound like Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they have a big mural of Bob Dylan on a downtown building. It's like 4 or 5 stories tall.
How
it's
can
all
we
Bob
check
Dylan.
That?
You can't check it, but I have a photo of it that I can show you.
He will
offline.
Prove it. Yeah.
I can prove it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joey pals, let me get control of the situation here. Do you know who's here? These are two of your favorites. Nona Watson, ladies first, is the CEO of the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Nona.
Hi, Joey. Thank
Happy
you for
New
having
Year.
Me again. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Almost. I'm making Almost. All my end-of-year mistakes and then going to start off next year and make none. And Mr. Community's in the house.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, sweetheart. Stephen Henke. You're wonderful. Both of you are wonderful. Oh. Let me report to DAP Health and the Chamber. I went to the Tuesday luncheon last Tuesday at Chill Bar. It was wonderful. Very Aww. Well attended. Very enthusiastic. Very good food.
Very good. Yeah, it's our Leads lunch. We do those every Tuesday.
LEAD dollar sign.
That's
not
right.
an S.
Get those leads.
Ooh. And people came, you know, everybody takes 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. Says, this is what I do, and whines and brags and all of that. And I got business cards, and people said, could I come on your show and talk about my business, which is
a lead.
A lead. Mm-hmm. See, it works.
It works.
It works. Did you have your fancy new flyer?
No. Do I have a fancy new flyer?
Did you have a flyer to
no,
have?
No, I have fancy bright red business cards like a right in front of you right there. Okay. And I buy drinks for, no, I didn't buy drinks.
In the new year. In the new year.
Okay, sweetheart.
It's a resolution.
Oh,
marketing material.
We forgot all about that. We were going to do that fancy new flyer 2 or 3 months ago. Dropped the ball on that one. Well, last mistake of the year.
Well, we talked about it a while ago.
A long time ago, and then forgot all about it.
That's okay, Joey. It's a whole new year coming
up. It's going to be, you know what, as my holiday gift to you, Joey, you'll give me your approved information, and I'm going to make it beautiful for you.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes, of course. Well, it has to be on par for the chamber. That's all I know.
I'm telling you, that's a great offer.
It's got to be at their standard.
Yes. Which you guys do beautifully. And the other report I have for the two of you was your concert in the park, downtown park.
Didn't you love it?
The Linda Ronstadt. Yeah. It was wonderful. I had two girlfriends here, Golden Girls.
I met them.
Yes, you did.
You guys were the most attractive ladies at the concert.
Except I have to sit in that Denver Bronco folding chair for my son. Mm. And everybody notices it. If I had a Raiders chair, do you think they'd say anything? Everybody says, oh, you're sitting in a Denver Broncos chair, and I throw up.
Aw.
Tell everybody, start us off, Nona. When's the next concert?
So now that we're on concert series, yes. So you know the first Wednesday of every month that you have a standing invitation to come to the downtown park. And our next concert, which is January 4th, is King of Queen. So the music of Freddie Mercury and Queen.
I love Queen.
It's really going to be a good one. It's one of the best bands. I looked at several bands, and this one's going to be a good one.
What time?
So they start at 7. They always start at 7 to 8:30, and Stephen's going to be out there with me. We're going to be on stage, and as usual, DAP is going to give out a beautiful basket.
Oh, yes.
It's true. It's true. So you are able to sign up every concert for a gourmet gift basket. We're partnering with On the Mark, a chamber member. And, of course, they're close to the actual concert if you need to stop in and get sandwiches or something else.
Yes.
But, it's valued at over $400. And it was fun to give away at the first one.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do that at every concert. And it's just it was a great way to meet people, because as they walk up to the table to register, you get to have conversations with them and understand where they're from and which city they live in. And we were really surprised at how many residents from all across the valley drive into Palm Springs for this wonderful chamber event.
Yeah, we're really excited to put it on, and we've got great reviews from it. And that's the whole point. We want people to just come to downtown Palm Springs and have dinner, have a drink, come over to have a free concert, and then leave our city happy. Part
that's
of our
right.
brand, we want people to really enjoy themselves. So,
have you guys got any idea of how many people were there for Linda Ronstadt?
I have no idea. I don't have a way of counting.
I know it's per square inch or something.
I would really like to count this next one because I think it's going to be really, really good. And then, we, you know, we'll do Prince after that. I have the lineup.
Go ahead, rattle it off.
You know, we'll have Prince in February. March, we'll have Bon Jovi. April, we'll have the Bee Gees. May, we'll have Journey. So just a great lineup, great season. Yes, you have my flyer. Yeah.
Rock the Park. Rock Don't the you park. Love that?
Yeah.
Tribute Bands Season 2. Did we mention, Joey Pals, it's free.
It's free.
Tell everybody who's on another planet where the downtown park is.
Well, it's we call it right behind Maryland, right? Yes. Right next to the Art Museum. The stage that faces the museum is the downtown park. They are free because we have amazing sponsors. As you know, DAP is a sponsor this year. But we also have PS Resorts, the city. Yes. And Veyron is actually partially sponsoring.
What's Veyron?
Vacation Rental Owners and Neighbors, Palm Springs. And they are partnering with us because this band was a little bit more because they're so good. So it'll be good. It'll be
yes.
good.
Okay, what else?
Well, I want to jump into just one more thing because I know Stephen takes off and then, you know, I can't reel him back in. But I want everybody to save the date.
Uh-oh.
No, he's got really good stuff to say.
Yeah, I know. I agree. He just reminded me of my three-year-olds when they were pouting.
Thursday, I want you to save the date, okay. Thursday, January 26th for the Police and Fire Appreciation Luncheon. It's just really important right now. We have a great police chief, Andrew Mills, and our acting fire chief, Jason Lolia. He probably will be fire chief. So yes. we want to support him and everybody that helps make our city what it is. You know, these guys really work hard to keep us safe. And this is, it's $80 a person. You can sign up on our website. pschamber.org, and you can even if you're not going and you want to sponsor one of our, you know, service professionals, you can do that. So
where will it be, dear?
It's at the convention center, and it's 11:30 to 1 on Thursday, January 26th.
11:30 to 1. I've emceed some of those over the years. They're very inspirational. I don't know, don't you see when you drive around town and you see the fire engine there, and they're taking care of an accident, and people are in a trauma situation, and those first responders are there putting out the fire in the car, getting the paramedics there. I always give them a little thank you or a wave or bless your heart. But this is a really nice way to honor them. We don't do that enough.
No.
And not only are we there to support them as the business community, but it's their chance to give out their awards. And the chiefs will tell their stories and the things that these guys do. It's just amazing. And for us to be able to, you know, witness that and be a part of that is really special. So,
how do we get tickets again, she asked?
Just go to pschamber.org and buy them online. It's so easy.
Yes.
And actually, it's a reservation. It's not actually a ticket.
Right. Nothing's actually a real... Well, no, I did get a ticket at CV Rep the other night. Yeah.
You got an actual ticket.
A real physical ticket.
Aww. He's such a good police chief.
He's
got a secret weapon. That Which amazing is. Wife of his, yes. Kathy.
I haven't met her.
Oh, you must. She is so nice. And she has been... Well, he has been so involved in the community, going to so many events and showing up and representing and getting to know the community. And she's right there, you know, shaking hands and getting to know the community. And if you watch her on Facebook, she's a big, big cheerleader for this village that we live in.
She's
his secret weapon, I think.
Yeah.
They're a great couple to be around because they're so happy.
Yeah. Do you remember her first name?
Kathy.
Shout out to Kathy Mills.
Yeah, of course. And she's got great fashion. That's the other thing. She's always dressed up.
Oh.
Yeah, she always looks terrific.
Yeah, she does. Nice. And that is what you'll hear our police officers say, is he's really plugged into the community. They're out all the time, all the time.
You know, I think back through all the police chiefs that have graced the microphones, we have good people.
We do have good
that
people.
Come through our village.
Yeah.
We really do. Fire chiefs and mayors and police chiefs and radio talk show hosts and Mr. Communities.
Do you think the heat in the summer filters out the duds? Is that how it happens?
I think it does.
Trial by fire, so to speak?
I think it does.
I think the cold all over the nation is driving them to us.
Oh, that's what's bringing them
right
to us?
Right now. Oh, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I go by Elmer's in the morning.
Yeah, they have breakfast there.
Oh, sure, but I'm saying the whole world's, and I don't know anybody there. So it means they're all out-of-towners.
Oh.
Mm. Around the block, they're lined up around Elmer's. Well, the town's full.
Speaking of next year, we have to cross our fingers that we get a really good city manager also.
Yes.
We have no idea what's on the horizon, but, I've heard there's just been great applications, and it's been tough to pick. So I can't wait to hear who they announce and to get to know that person.
See, the two of you, we don't elect you. You just take over and you stay with us. There'll never be another Mr. Community.
No. You cannot replace Stephen Hanke. No.
And look at all that you do. How long have you been the CEO of the Palm Springs Chamber?
I'm going on 14 years.
Yes. Never to change.
14?
Yeah, never to
change.
What
are you going to do to celebrate 15?
Ooh. Can we think of something?
There needs to be a celebration.
Let's do it.
A Nona Watson Day.
A party.
I mean,
that's a milestone. Who else has been here that long as a CEO?
I mean, 85 years of the city, la, la, la. But I mean, 15. Let's celebrate that.
What month is it?
I was hired in October.
October.
You know, I'll get the exact day. And then,
we need to do an event, and it should be a night of 100 Nonas. Everyone, including men in the valley, dressed as Nona Watson.
I'm there.
I've got to lose weight.
If there's a wig company in town that can stock up on
or
blonde
you can come to
bobs,
my house. I've got them.
Please do.
Oh. Well,
you we have our idea.
You heard it here first.
We have our idea.
And still, my show goes on. Okay,
I love
Joey
Pals Planet.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you, and they'll be quiet.
That.